AircheckDownloads.com.
Online, on mobile, and on digital radio, this is Absolute Radio.
It's 7:01. Good morning. I'm Adrian Hyatt.
You're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show on a Tuesday morning, 11 minutes past 7. This is the official soundtrack to the school run. I'm Andy Bush, in for Christian and Richie. They're on their holidays. Christian is skiing. I don't really know what Richie's up to. Best not to ask. So we're talking about this unexploded World War II bomb that's currently being defused in South London. And I love the concept of a found World War II item. Little bit of history, because it kind of reminds me of a TV show that I watched when I was a kid, quite obsessed with it. It's called The Machine Gunners. Just putting it out there whether anyone remembers this. Producer Laura and Adrian Hyatt from News don't remember it, and we've just had a watch the year of your birth show and tell, and I've come out of it quite badly.
Right, so.
The reason that these two don't remember it is that Laura was born in 1984, and Adrian was born in 1982.
That's right.
And I was born a little while before that.
When was it?
No, we don't need to go into that. The weird thing is, though, in terms of ages, there are very strange little cut-off points where you might be just a couple of years older or younger, and you remember a totally different set of programs. You know what I mean? That's what I'm sticking with. Mick says, morning. Myself and my workmates are working on the building site directly next to where the bomb was found. Ooh. A few days beforehand, they were knocking down a block of flats on top of where the bomb was. Blimey. He says, also, I read the book and watched the TV show. They don't make them like they used to. I don't know whether he's talking about the bomb now or the actual book. Gary from South Shields says, all right, mate, RE the Machine Gunners, one of the episodes was filmed at our school. It was the one in which a fighter plane had crashed through the roof, and the school was called Westhoe Comprehensive. Brilliant. And Dave Lewis has sent me a text, which a lot of people have been sending, going, where are you going now? There's a regular shout in our school playground. Thanks for your comments. You can get in touch 8 12 15.
Absolute Radio Travel.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
With Andy Bush.
Digital Radio.
All right, let's crack on.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It is a Tuesday morning, 7:23 right now. Don't forget the Frank Skinner Show podcast is online for you right this very minute on absoluteradio.co.uk. Frank was on fine form Saturday morning, just gone. I'm your supply teacher this week because Christian and Richie are on their holidays. And the Breakfast Show here are putting together an entry for this year's Red Bull Soapbox Race. They need your help with their design. Think about it. Go back to when you were a kid and you could make one of those little go-karts for those races when you go down a hill. I'm sure there was one of these episodes in Neighbours, actually. They need a suggestion on how to give their entry a bit of pizzazz. Previous entries have included bizarre shapes like a piano, a massive corn on the cob, and the Golden Gate Bridge. So set your aims quite high with this thing. If you're an actor, a performer, or prima donna, get in touch at absoluteradio.co.uk and give the guys some tips on how they can put a bit of style into their entry. Hope you're enjoying the music this morning. This is Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with me, Andy Bush. It is a Tuesday. It's 7:28. I mentioned Frank Skinner's great podcast, which is on our website for you right now. Also on there on our website is Rock and Roll Football from the weekend just gone. A great game. Loads of goals. Spurs 4, Leicester 3. Harry Kane hat-trick for Spurs. Now, someone told me over the weekend that that is the first time a Spurs player has scored a hat-trick in the Premier League for Spurs. I can't quite get my head around that. Is that true? Spurs fans, if you could confirm, that would be great. There's no game this coming weekend because we've got an international break. Does anyone else get fed up with the fact that it's an international break this weekend? It always seems like every time the season kind of hots up a little bit and it's building to a bit of a crescendo, they throw in a stupid break where we have to watch, A, loads of players pull out at the last minute for the international squad because they've got, in huge inverted commas, injuries. And then they play a couple of kind of really slow-paced, meaningless friendlies. Either way, the Rock and Roll Football will be back with another game, another hot match from the Barclays Premier League season pretty much in the next couple of weeks for you.
Online, on mobile, and on digital radio, this is Absolute Radio.
It's 7:29. Good morning, I'm Adrian Hyatt.
Andy Bush, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show on a Tuesday morning. It is 7:35. There was some great telly on last night. Did you watch that programme about Sir Trevor McDonald joining the Mafia? He got right into it. I taped it, I haven't watched it yet. So I hope your Tuesday morning is going okay. Obviously we're right in the middle of the school run at the moment, or it's just beginning. Getting your kids up and stuff like that. You know what the school run is like. Whether you've got children or not, you'd have been through it at some point. It's all about time pressure. The school run is a bit like a Grand Prix. You have marker points throughout the morning. You need to know that you're at a certain point where shoes are on by this time. We've got to be eating breakfast by this time. Combing hair. Aggressively combing hair, like parents do, at a particular time in the morning. But I remember when I was a kid, I must have just done my mum and dad's heads in by being quite disruptive during the bit in the morning when you're getting ready. Like, for example, I used to do that thing where I just couldn't get up. I used to hate getting up. And I'd say, yeah, I used to lie shouting from my bedroom that, yeah, I was up and getting ready. And I would do this thing where, I don't know if anyone else used to do this, but I would, get changed into my school uniform and then get back in bed again. Used to, Adrian, used to
be- No, I think that's just you, Andy.
Really?
Why would you do that?
Whoa.
Once you're up and you're dressed, you sort of feel ready for the day, right? You're all refreshed and
not
ready
me.
For action.
Not
see,
me.
For me, I was always too hungry. I just had to have breakfast. I had to get downstairs and eat.
See, for me, I would say the lure of just a couple more minutes in bed outweighed the lure of maybe having some toast or Weetabix.
It's always that extra 2 minutes. You think it's going to make a big difference, don't you?
See, well, I imagine you being quite sprightly and being quite keen in the morning, Adrian.
You know what? I think I'm a morning person. Got to be honest, yeah.
I'm definitely not a morning person. I would say 90% of teenagers shouldn't really be morning people. Trying to get a word out of them. Trying to get a word out of a teenager.
Yeah.
Before, say, 11 o'clock in the morning must be quite difficult.
It's tough.
So, disruptive behaviour on the school run. Now, if you're, you know, a sibling in a group as well, like I was growing up, there's always one of you that slows everybody down. So I think what we should do on the show for the next, say, 20 minutes or so, parents listening, if you have one child, and then we'll do this in a positive, fun type way, but if you have one child that's slowing everybody else down, and you would like us to name and shame them on this show, let us know. I want to know what they're doing to be disruptive, whether they're messing about, watching an extra bit of telly, doing the old school uniform, still in bed trick. You can text 81215. Great to have your company on this Tuesday morning. It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, 7:49. Andy Bush in for the OC and Richie, they're on the holidays this week. We're in the middle of the school run, though, and the school run is a time-pressured environment. And you would not believe some of the tricks that kids pull to have another 5 minutes in bed, or they end up slowing the rest of the family down. We're giving parents this morning an opportunity to not name and shame, but definitely tell us about their kids, the one kid that is slowing your family down this morning, and we'll G him along a little bit. And you wouldn't believe some of the little tactics that are being employed. Bush, Lucas Taylor, who's age 7, he's watching TV, not getting dressed, he's annoying his sister and dad as well. It's like having a small terrier in the house that does everything except what he's supposed to do. Come on, Luke, sort it out, mate. Alec is refusing to get up and says that he's ill. So we called his head of year and gave the phone to him, and then he decided to get up for school. What a surprise. I love those parent counter tactics. Anyone else's mum and dad used to pretend to phone the boarding school on them when they were kids? My mum used to do that to me and my brother. Very effective. Very, very effective. Trina in the Wirral says, my daughter, Elise, spends all of her life looking at pictures of Fallout Boy on her phone. Oh, she's going to be mortified. She's late every morning because of this. I now have to get up at 7 a.m. and call her 23 times to hurry up. Any parents listening who text their kids even though they're in the same house at this time of the morning? Carter Boyle, he lies on the floor he lies on the floor stretching for 20 minutes. Whilst everyone else is dressed staring at him, he's 9. Carter, what are you doing, mate? What is that behaviour all about? Get up! Luke's still in bed, getting dressed. Every time I come in and tell him to hurry up, he's fallen back to sleep again. And I love this text that's just come in from a dad. This is clearly a dad text. Jim from Farnborough. He says, Justin Neal is refusing to get out of bed because he's watching Pokemon.
She'll tell you who it is, and I'll tell you it's new.
Bush here, this is Absolute Radio Breakfast Show on a Tuesday morning. We're talking about ill behaviour on the school run, being lazy and disruptive. Text just in from Caroline Knott, who says, Bush, please name and shame Darren Musto, who is fully clothed and ready for the day's activities, pretending to be up and about, but has got back in bed again. Darren is my partner and he's 48 years old, so there's really no excuse. You can get in touch with the show 8-12-15.
Absolute Radio.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Online, on mobile, and on digital radio. This is Absolute Radio.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Adrian Hyatt.
It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show on a Tuesday, 11 minutes past 8. Great to have you company. Don't forget, this week on the show, giving away the final pair of tickets to come to our secret Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds gig. That's going to happen at a top secret venue somewhere in South East London this week. More on that a little bit later on. Meanwhile, just been talking about the things that kids do to have another 5 or 10 minutes in bed when you're trying to get them up for the school run. Intriguing text has just come in from Andy the plumber in Ruislip. He says, all right, Bush, I know a Sparky who has wired his daughter's whole room's power sockets and Wi-Fi to a remotely controlled switch that he can operate from his iPhone. He can turn it all off at the push of a button and she won't get dressed. That's an incentive. Deny them electricity. Interesting thing in the papers today. There's a survey. Apparently, a fifth of adults in the UK can't swim. Fifth of adults. That surprises me a lot. Maybe it's because I've grown up in Devon, kind of. You're never 100 yards away, more than 100 yards away from the sea down there. But the report carried out by the Amateur Swimming Association, we all know those, found that 20% of men and 22% of women over the age of 14 in England can't swim. However, 2.13 million adults said that they were keen to learn, which is nice. Just a little look around the room. Everyone can swim. Can you all swim, you guys? Producer Laura can swim. Adrian,
yeah.
Can you swim?
I can. I mean, I'm not a master swimmer, but I remember getting, was it my bronze badge or something at school? Do you remember? You used to do those little things. Then you had to dive down and get the stuff off the bottom.
This is my point. I think, right, no matter how many years on from school you are, society is still divided into the group that you were in at swimming, okay? Because yeah. There was the kids in the top group. Sounds like that might be you. They were the kids who were doing the badges. They had all the little 100 meters. They could do backstroke. They could do that very strange swim called butterfly.
Yeah, that's tough.
Which, if you see it from a distance, looks like someone struggling. They also used to do the thing, again, a skill that for the rest of your life has stood you in good stead, which is jumping in at 15 meters and rescuing a rubber brick in your pajamas.
Yep.
We've all done that.
Yeah.
Then there was the middle group, and the middle group kids were all right because they weren't kind of like keeners, like the top group, but they weren't in the bottom group. I was in the bottom group of swimming when I was a kid.
Really?
And what they used to do is just, they kind of roped it off with a bit of a buoyancy aid and just let us like splash around and graze. It's a little bit like if you watch like a nature documentary, you know, when bison get in the water because they're really hot and they're all stood looking in different directions, just a bit confused. Fanning themselves, that was us. So, and I feel like I'm forever kind of tarred with that brush a little bit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you definitely are now. The whole world knows about it now.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's, let's get this out on the table a little bit. Cards on the table. If you care to admit, you can admit on the show this morning which group at swimming you were in, and maybe you think it has carried on. Because, like, for now, right, I still don't like jumping in. Not a fan of jumping in.
Okay.
Swimming pools.
How about deep water in general? Are you getting the sea or water slides?
No, I don't like doing water slides.
Okay.
I tell you what I don't like as well. Well, I tell you what I do. I'm one of those people that does breaststroke when they're swimming. Hmm. But you know, the only bit of your hair that's getting wet is just the bottom of your mullet. 8-12-15 if you'd like to get involved.
Aircheckdownloads.com.